Omamar, then Hillel said, we learned before, then Hillel said another halacha, Omamar, v'yoyid kal v'choyma, have a kal v'choyma. Uma tamid shein oynish koris, madach, if you don't bring a korban atomid, there's no oynish koris. Doich es a Shabbos, you'll have to do it on Shabbos, Pesach, shonish koris, shein adin shedoich es a Shabbos. If you don't bring a korban at Pesach, there's an oynish koris. So for sure, you see it's more strong, more strict than a korban atomid, it should be doich es a Shabbos. So the more equal a mirfach on this kal v'choyma, have a pircha. I could ask you a question, shlug it up. Mal the tomid she came todi v'kolo. A korban atomid comes every single day. That's why it's so chomer. That's why it's even brought on Shabbos. Also v'kolo it's a korban oila. Oila, the whole thing is burnt. Just the skin is taken off. The skin is given to the kanim, but all the meat and all the fat is burnt. That's a more strict halacha. A korban mashenk and korban apesach, which just the fats are burnt, but the rest of the meat is taken on the bile meat. It maybe that's not doich Shabbos. That's a pircha on the kal v'choyma. So Mar says like this, Omalu Bereisha, the Mar says like this, Istaka Chu, it's a good pircha. Kal v'choymola Omalu Bereisha. First, Hillel said over the kal v'choyma. O pirchu, and it's true, he asked a good kasha back on the kal v'choyma. V'odu Omalu Gzeira Shover. And then he said back a Gzeira Shover. And the Gzeira Shover is the Emes. That's how you learn out. Korban Pesach is Deicha Shabbos. So
why can't we learn from kal v'choyma by Rismila, which is Deicha Shabbos?
Wasn't with you? They're different halachas. It's a carbonus. There's some.
It
says Yud Gimel, but Yud Gimel Bris is cursed by Bris Mila. It's more common than halacha Bris Mila. The chimiyach of the mar, the chimiyach of the gomag zera shavah. I was doing the kabel chayma lomli. Why the chal that you have to say a kabel chayma? It does a zera shavah. Eli meant to say this. The two come. He meant to say back. Hillel meant to say back to these people. This time, zera shavah. This time, I can understand why you didn't know this zera shavah. Like a riso. Because Gzereshav, you didn't learn from your Rebbe, or Gzereshav, you can't say yourself. The klal is, they ain't no dem dan Gzereshav miyatzmain. A Gzereshav is a type of a limud, that's like Allah l'moshe m'sinai. You have to have a Kabbalah from your Rebbe, which words are put in the Torah for a pshat of Gzereshav. Even if you have a svara, you understand the logic. These two should mean the same things, yet not a drushim. A Gzereshav is something you need a Kabbalah. So he says, Bishklaim of the Gzeira Shavu, you didn't learn, like you said, Hillel said, you didn't learn by my Rebbein, by Shmai Vatalvian. So that I understand why you didn't know. El a Kal V'chayma, but a Kal V'chayma, that's a Svara. The Odam Dan Meyatma, a person is allowed to make his own Kal V'chayma. That's his own logic. He's allowed to make this logic. If this is lenient, that's the way. So this was a more stricter halacha, for sure it should have that halacha. So he boy l'chula meidon, on this Hillel had a good question to them. How come this you didn't know yourself? Even without a Rebbe, you should have known the Kal V'chayma. Ruloy, the Taki answered him back. We knew that Kal V'chayma. But Kal V'chayma prichu. But on that Kal V'chayma, we have a question to you. You want to say that Tomid is less strict? No, Tomid has two milas. Tomid is brought every single day, and also the whole thing is burnt. Maybe that's why it's Deicha Shabbos. But maybe a carbon pesach, which is not brought every day and not the whole thing burnt, maybe it's not Deicha Shabbos. Omamar. So he says, what was the Maisa? L'mocha misha pischo tle teichloi b'timroi. Whoever had a sheep, put his knife in the wool. Gidi, whoever had a goat, teichloi ben karnav. He stuck it in between the horns. For the Gemara Kasha, how were they allowed to do this? For ko'ovir avoyde b'kodeshim. His avimina was the people were makdish to animals before Shabbos. If they were makdish to animals, so it was a korban already. It's kodshim. The lachmi is an avera is allowed not to do any work at all with kodshim. So how were they allowed to have the animals carry the knives for them? It's an issur d'oraisa. For ko'ovir avoyde b'kodeshim. So Rashi, v'oyvim mishum loisavet b'bechor. We learn that by korban b'chor, the Torah says don't do any work with it. That's a limit for all kodshim. You're not allowed to do any work. So how could they matter you to carry the knife? You're doing work with an animal of kodshim. And the Gemara Hillel, they did like Hillel did, that they didn't make it a korban yet. Titania, Omer Olav al Hillel, was said by Hillel, miyomav in his times, loimoel odem bi'alosai. Nobody was ever over the Issa Mila when they brought the kabonis, the korban oila. Why? Because Hillel always told them the eighth like this. Ela mevia chulin liazara. Hillel always tell the person, whenever you want to bring a korban, don't be makdish in your house first. Because you're going to have a kodshim in your house, there's a question, maybe you come to have some enjoyment from it, and you'll be over nisim. So he told them, never be makdish in your house. Always first bring the animal to the azara when it's still chulin. O makdisha, and when you come into the azara there, be makdish the animal. V'sayim mechiyod yolein, right away make the smicha, put your hands on top of it, v'sheichta, and shecht it. So maybe if you do that, you're never over the yisra mila. Because by the time you make a kodshim, until you shecht it, there's no time to have an enjoyment from it. You first make it hegdish in the base of migdish, and right then they're making the smicha and the shechitam. So that's the eitzah not to be over the yisra mila. Here also, these people were not makdish to animals before Shabbos. Therefore, it was a chulun dikah behemah. They were allowed then that the animal should do malacha for them. There's no issa. Yeah. For the Gemara, I bought tonight. For the Gemara, b'Shabbos. But here on Erev Pesach, which was Shabbos, you're telling me now, even on Shabbos now, they didn't make Hegdish, the korban, until they brought to the Beis Hamikdash, you're not allowed to be Makdish on Shabbos. We learned in the Mishnah Beitzah, ain't Makdishin, you're not allowed to make an animal Hegdish on Shabbos. We ain't Marichin, you can't make an Erchin. We ain't Machrim, you can't make a Charamim, another type of a Hegdish to give to the Kahanim. We ain't Magviyim Truma Maestris. You're not allowed to take off Truma and Maisus on Shabbos. Kol Elu, all these things, be Yom Tif Amru, they're also to do on Yom Tif, and a Kal Vachayim be Shabbos. For sure, you're not allowed to do these things on Shabbos. Midi Rabbanan, these things are all also. Trashi. No, that's the Beva Hech, that's the Kash. How are you allowed to do it? And the other thing Mara says, because it looks like you're making a Kinyin, it looks like Mekach HaMemcher. Or we're afraid maybe you come to write it down, so the Rabbanan asks you're not allowed to make anything Hegdish on Shabbos. So how could they make these things Hegdish on Shabbos? And for the Gemara, Hani Mili B'chayvois Shenkvul Hemzman. That's only if there's no chiyuv to bring the korban today. On a regular korban erla, korban shlomim, that you want to bring throughout the week, you're not allowed to make it hegdish first on Shabbos. Abo B'chayvois Shenkvul Hemzman. Mashenk like a korban Pesach, that you are allowed to bring on Shabbos, then the lochris makdishin. The Rabbonim did not make any gzeris. You're even allowed to make it hegdish today on Shabbos. Like Madach, you're allowed to bring it, for sure you're allowed to make it hegdish also. Since you're allowed to make the shchita today, for sure you're allowed to make the hegdish also. So therefore, that was the etzah. Let them put their knives in the wool of the sheep, and the sheep is still a chulun, it's not hegdish yet. Let them carry it to the Beis Hamikdash. Then in the Beis Hamikdash, now on Shabbos, you'll say, Harezu lekorban Pesach, and then you'll make the smicha and the shchita. You are allowed to make Hegdish your korban first on Shabbos. You bring a korban chagigah shlomim on Yom Tif, you're allowed to make it Hegdish first on Yom Tif. So therefore there's no iser of doing avoidah with a behemah that's kodeshim. Therefore the animal was allowed to carry the knife for them. For at the Gemara though, even if you want to tell me the animal was still chulin, it wasn't Hegdish, but there's an issa of mechamer. You're not allowed to let your animal do malacha for you. Rashi mechamer. Rashi mechamer lekori yelo tehema hanoisas masa. If an animal carries something for you, some bundles, vuman higoy, and you cause it to come, kori le mechamer. That's called mechamer. Umuzar olah beperek mishef. Mishef on Shabbos. Dashin Sukkim. There's a law of Torah not to be mechamer, not to cause your animal to move packages, bundles for you. So how could you have the knife on top of the animal and let the animal carry the knife for you? It's an issi d'oraisa. And for the Gemara, mechamer kalacha yad, that you're only doing it with a shinui, the abnormal case. It's Rashi kalacha yad. The enderach tler loses masor. Not a derech, not a normal thing for a sheep to carry anything. Sheeps are not used for carrying bundles. So if you have your sheep now carrying your knife, that's not a normal manner. There's no issur d'oraisa. For at the Gemara, of the kalacha yad nami, need the issur d'oraisa lekka. True, we understand it's not awesome d'oraisa. The Torah only asks it things in a normal manner. In an abnormal manner, there's no issur Torah. Of issur midrabbanan ik miyuikam. But midrabbanan, though, it's also to do malachis, even kalacha yad, even in an abnormal manner, it's still awesome midrabbanan. And the Gemara enech nami, yahainu de kaboyim inay. This was the question that they asked Hillel. They knew all this. They knew this was the exact question they asked. Something this way of carrying the knife to the Beis Hamikdash is mutter midiraisa. Because you're only letting your animal carry it, and it's not the normal manner of carrying it, you're allowed to do it midiraisa. But midrabbanan though, you're not allowed to do this way. And you're only doing the Issa de Rabbanan how? In a Kalacha Yad manner, in an abnormal manner. So Rashi says doing an Issa de Rabbanan in an abnormal manner is less of an Issa than a regular Issa de Rabbanan. So it's a very small Issa to do something in an abnormal manner. This was the question. Is it Mutter B'Mokeh Mitzvah Mai? Are you allowed to do it B'Mokeh Mitzvah or not? Omulahen, so Hillel answered back. Halacha Zu Shemati V'Shachachti, Metchil I knew and I forgot. Ela Niach Lam Nisolim, Emein Nevi'im Heim, Bnei Nevi'im Heim. Like even though not Nevi'im Mamish there, but they Nevi'im Poshim Yitzchak HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of them. He'll give them the right manner, they'll do the right way. So Rashi says, Sheish Lehetam in HaTorah, going there, Sheinu Mecham Megomer, Ela Kalach Hayad, V'yein Kan Ela Shvus. So Rashi, V'yale Shvilu Shvus Tidei, even this Yisrael Rabbonin, Lo'echom Mekshah Shvus. It's not so strong like other Yisrael Rabbonin. The Chol Kalach Hayad, anything you do something in an abnormal manner, it's Rashi, Lo Shchicha. It's not so Shchicha, it's not so, it doesn't happen so often. It's not something that happens. So something that doesn't happen so often, it's always a Svarah, usually, the Rabbonin weren't Gezer all together. So even though here it's still Usr, it's less of an Isser. So that was the question. Is this less Isser? Is it Mutter, B'mokeh Mitzvah or not? And the answer was, yes, it's Mutter. Omer Rav Yudah Marav, Kol HaMisyor, if someone becomes a Bagaivinik, Kol Hori, is Im Chochemu, if he's a Chochem, Chochemos Mechlekes Imenu. He'll take a forget, it'll be taken away his Chochem, his wisdom. Im Novi, if the person is a Novi, Nebuos Mechlekes Imenu, will be taken away, his Nevius will be taken away from him. How do we know this? Mehillel. This is the mice here from Hillel. That was the mice before. That Hillel, when he started to give the people the drosha, he started to misharine a little bit, content, to give them, rank them out a little bit. He started to rank them out. And he told them what? The reason why you don't know anything is because you were lazy, you didn't come to learn like I did. So a little bit, Shaila, a little bit, Bar-Gaivnik, he spoke to them. And right away it says, Halacha zu shemati v'shachachti. Hillel said, this halacha talk I once learned, but I forgot about it. So this was the einish he got because he acted like a little bit of a bagaivnik. Im novi, if somebody is a novi, nevuasim etlekes v'menu, he'll forget his nevu will go away from him. Where's the raya? Midvorim, for by dvorim. The chsiv, it says by dvorim, chod lu perozim b'Yisrael. It was stopped, all the open cities of Yisrael. Chod lu was stopped, as shakamti, dvorim shakamti ein b'Yisrael. And the Torah said about herself, until I came up, the mother of Yisrael. So it's a little bit Bar-Gaivnik she was talking. Like she was the mother, she was the one that saved Klal Yisrael. Oksir, the next part, let it says, Uri, Uri, Devoira, Uri, Uri, Divashir. As if to say she fell asleep, her Nevuah went away from her. That we had to wake her up in order to sing a shir. Mashmo Nevias, Nevuah went away from her. Why? Because she said these things that sound like a Bar-Gaivnik. Resh Lakish Amar, Kol Odom Shekoyis. If somebody gets angry, Im Chochmu v'sachochom Chochmos mislekes imenu. He'll forget his wisdom. Im Novihu Nevuos mislekes imenu. He'll forget his Nevuah. What's the rayas? Im Chochmu Chochmos mislekes imenu. If he's a Chochem, his Chochmu will go away from him. Mi Moshe. This is the rayas for Moshe Rabbeinu. The Pasuk says by Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayik Soif Moshe Abkudi Achayel. Moshe got angry at the Abkudi, at the army when it came back. Oksiv, and right away it's when he went to fight Midian. Moshe was angry. Why they left the Noshim? How come they didn't kill out the Noshim? How come they left them alive? Oksiv, right away the Pasuk says, Vayomer Elazar HaKohen Al Anshei HaTzvah. Elazar HaKohen, he was the one that had to tell the people from the army, Haboyim LaMechama, Zoi Zchukas HaTorah Ashiva Hashem. Es Moshe. These are the halachas, HaYikash the Kalim, by the Mechamas for Midian. Elazar HaKohen had to tell them the halachas. Why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu tell them the halachas? Because this is the Einish, Moshe forgot his halachas. And since Moshe got angry at them, even though he was allowed to, he was supposed to get angry, they did a terrible thing there. They left, they went to fight Midian, and the whole Ra was by their ladies there, made Znus for Klai Yisroel, and they didn't kill out the ladies. So Moshe got angry at them. Still, it was a little bit of a time that Moshe shouldn't have got so angry, whatever that means, he shouldn't have done it so much. So it says he forgot these halachas. And therefore, Elazar HaKohen was the one that had to tell them over, Zoy Sukkot HaTorah Shativ Hashem. It's Moshe. Nachlal de Moshe Elimunei. Mashra Moshe forgot these halachas. Vaitim Novihu, if somebody's a Novi, the Bulasim is like a Simen. If you get angry, your Nevuah will go away from you. Where's the Raya Melisha? The Chsiva says by Elisha, Lulei Pnei Yoshafet Melech Yudah Ninoisim. Like, Elisha got angry at them and said, if it wasn't for the fact that I like Yoshafet Melech Yudah, Imabed Alechiv Imrecha, I wouldn't even look at you, I wouldn't even talk to you. He got angry at them. Oksiv, the apostle says right away, V'yatek chuli menagin boi kenagin hamnagim t'yolob Yad Hashem. Now go take the menagin and sing in order to bring back to me the Yad Hashem. Mashma the Yad Hashem went away. Rashi, t'yolob Yad, mechlal distalik. Mashma the Shechina went away from him. And now he said, play the harp again, maybe you'll come back to me. Amar Rabbi Mani Bapatish, kol shekoyz, whoever gets angry, afilo poiskin olot gedula min hashemayim. Even though in the Shemayim, first they said this person is supposed to have Gedula, supposed to be a great person. He'll be a king, he'll be somebody great. Moridin Oisei, they'll take it away from you. Minon, how do we know this? Me'eliyah. From Eliyah. This was David HaMelech's brother. Shenemer, it says, Vayichar af Eliyah v'David. That Eliyah got angry at David, Vayomer, and he said, and this is when the Goliath and Sheol said, whoever goes out to kill Goliath, I'll give them a big present. So David heard this. David went to see what's going on. So David's brother Eliab got angry at David. What are you going down now for? That was going on with Goliath, with Shaul. Who did you leave over the animals with? I know why you're coming down here. You want to see the Muhammad. Period. So the kid said, Leah got angry at his brother David. So because of this, later when Shmuel HaNovi went to be Moshech to make the king, and Shaul was doing Chatoyim, so Hashem said, make a new king now. So Shmuel went to be Mamshech David. He went to Ben Yishai. Hashem told Shmuel, go to Ben Yishai from his house, you'll make a king. So he looked at all the brothers. By all of them it says, Ksiv, Loi Bezeh Boch Hashem. By all the other brothers it says, this is not the one Hashem wants. When it came to Eliab, Ksiv, Hashem al Shmuel, Hashem told to Shmuel, Al Tabit Amareyu, don't look at his niceness. Because he did something not nice. His master means like Mias. He did something not nice. That's why he's not going to be the king. Mechlal Tsaraya to who Rochem lay. Really, he was the one that should have been the king. Ad Hidna. Up until he got angry at his brother David, Eliyah really should have been the king. No, because he got angry at his brother David, that's why Hashem took away the kingdom from Eliyah and gave it to David HaMelech. So Rashi speaks out, Mashmem Loi Bochar, Mashmem Yerlam. Now that Hashem sees you're an angry person, that's why you're not going to be a king. But at the beginning, you, Eliab, you should have been chosen to be the king. Even though, now when he made him a king, was way before that the Maisa, they got angry at his brother. The Maisa with Goliath is the first much later. This is the only time in the Pesukim we see that Eliab got angry. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that he was an angry person, that even though he first showed his anger in later years, but right now B'shas Shmuel was going to make one of the brothers a king, Hashem like said, because he has in him the Midah of Ragzana to get angry, that's why he's not going to be the king. But if not for that Midah, he would have been the king. Right. So far, we know from our Mishnah with the Gemara that a korban tomid is doiches Shabbos or Pesach. If erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, you're allowed to bring the korban even on Shabbos. The doiches Shabbos. The doiches tumim minolan. How do we know you're allowed to bring a korban atomid or a korban Pesach even if the people are tumim? How do you know? Like a korban Pesach is also called a korban sibur. Like Rashi says, Pesach ikri korban sibur diyosa bichnufei bidich pirkin. Later, Gemara is going to say, since the Korban Pesach, everybody comes in together, like we had before, three groups coming together, everybody's there together, it's considered like a Korban Pesach, like a Korban Tzibur. And the klal is, a Korban Tzibur, even if the rov of the Tzibur is Tomei, you're allowed to bring the Korban. How do we know that a Korban Atomid, which is a Korban Tzibur, and a Korban Pesach, you're allowed to bring, even if the people are Tomei? Minolim. Amri, we say like this, Pesach mitomid linyan Shabbos. Just like we learn now, Pesach from Tomid, that is brought on Shabbos, the same way, Yalev Tomid Pesach. Let's learn backwards now. A Korban Atomid from a Korban Pesach. Linyan Tumah. That even though a rove of the people Atomid, still you're allowed to bring a Korban Pesach. Huadin, you're allowed to bring a Korban Atomid, even if rove of the people Atomid. For the Gemara, Pesach Gufa Minulun. How do we know this Allah even by Korban Pesach? How do we know a rove of the people, rove of Klai Yisrael Atomid, even though usually a Tomid like a person can't bring a Korban Pesach, still here where rove people Atomid, you are allowed to bring the Korban Pesach. And we had the Gemara before, once they bring it, they're even allowed to eat the meat, even though they're Tomei. But Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, if Rov of the Tzibur is Tomei, you're allowed to bring the Korban Pesach, and you're allowed to eat the meat also. How do you know this? Amar Rabbi Yechon D'Yom HaKro, the Pasuk says, Ish, Ish, Ki Yiyah Tomel HaNefesh. If one person is Tomei, then the Pasuk says, you can't bring the Korban Pesach, but you have to wait to Pesach Sheni. Wait till the next month, and you bring the Korban then. It says, Lashon, Ish, Ish, Mashma 1-1. We dash like this, Ish nidchel Pesach Sheni. If only Yochid, one person, a minority, if he's Tomei, he has to be pushed off to Pesach Sheni. But a robe of the Tzibur, most the majority of the people are Tomei, we don't push them off to Pesach Sheni. They're allowed to bring the carbon right now on Yudalad Benitzin. El Avdi B'tumah, still they can do a B'tumah. Omalei Reb Shimon Ben Lachish Reb Yechanan. Eimah, how do you know this? Maybe I'll tell you a shot like this. Ish nidchel Pesach Sheni. Maybe a yochid that's tamei gets pushed off. He's supposed to do it Pesach Sheni. Tzibur though, maybe less lu takanto. Maybe they're up the creek. They can't do anything. There's no takanta for them. There's no eitzer for them. Loi bePesach Rishon, they can't bring it now when Yudala they're tamei. Maybe they can't bring it now. For loi bePesach Sheni, maybe that's John the Pasuk. The Pasuk says ish. One person is pushed off the Pesach Sheni. Maybe it means that one person that's tamei has an eitzer, has a way to bring the korban next month. But if Rov Tzibur is tamei, maybe then there's no eitzer, there's no takana for them. They can't bring it at all. That was his kasha. Elu Amar Meshuv Medlaki Shmi Hocha. I'll bring you right from another Pasuk. All right, we'll stop here. There's like a new sugi here. We'll stop over here.